A briefing came in Tuesday morning about a Trump relative trying to knit Libya's factions back together with oil promises. Al Jazeera reports that Mossad Boulos is offering investment deals to the rival camps if they'll agree on a unified government. The underlying wager that money can suture what politics can't. Though there's a sharper question buried in it about whether you can buy stability into a system already corrupted by its own price. Hildegard speaks first on this, then Seneca.
When I fought Abbot Kuno for our freedom at Rupert's Burg, I understood that fractured powers do not heal by being paid. This Libya plan, offering oil to rival factions in exchange for unity, confuses sedation with medicine. The waters must be compressed by proper fire, or they flow unseemly. Here they are simply given permission to keep their divisions while taking the money. Real healing requires what I knew as penitentia, actual change in the soul of the fractured thing. I told Barbarossa his antipopes did not mend the church's schism, only deepened it. This is the same corruption wearing the mask of diplomacy. The factions will remain fractured. The money will simply make their fracture profitable.
I spent time in Corsica, exiled and watching civil conflict from the outside. When Rome tried to pacify a restless region, we sent two things, soldiers and wealth. The wealth was supposed to create a common interest. Sometimes it worked. Usually it just created a second conflict. Now the factions fought over control of the money itself. The underlying war, the one about power, never stopped. It just had a new prize pool attached to it. This plan in Libya does the same thing. Boulos is betting that if each faction gets a piece of the oil wealth, they'll have reason to cooperate. But Libya's factions aren't fighting over scarcity of money. They're fighting over who gets to be Libya, who holds the state, who holds legitimacy. That's not solved by adding wealth to the table. It's solved by building a court so impartial, so stable, that both sides trust it more than they trust their weapons. Without that trust, the oil money just becomes ammunition. The factions will take it, shift position, and resume the war you thought you'd papered over.
The story ran in Al Jazeera. Fractured systems mend by architecture, not by payment. A lesson that echoes from Ruhlpert's Burg to every modern attempt at managing splintered power. That's old news for today.